The state of Tennessee is one of the few places where the sounds are just as breathtaking as the sights.
Whether that's live music at a historic music venue, the crack of an open fire at a campsite in the wilderness, or hearing kids laughing as they explore what's right around the bend, Tennessee just sounds perfect.
Start planning your trip at tnvacation.com. Tennessee sounds perfect.
You know you've got a comeback in you. When you take the next step, you're going to make it count. For your career, for your family, for your life. You can earn a degree you're proud of with Purdue Global. Purdue Global is backed by Purdue University, one of the nation's most respected and innovative public universities. This is your chance. This is your opportunity. This is your comeback. Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
Hey, this is Annie.
And Samantha.
And welcome to Stephone Never Told You, a production of iHeartRadio.
Y'all, we are in episode 11, so we're one away from the finale of season one. We did it. Not yet. We can't say we did it yet, have we?
No.
We're doing it.
We're doing it currently. Of Sex and the City, by the way.
Which is what we're doing on our segment of Happy Hour, where we watch the, we rewatch
in your
slash
case.
Slash
first time watch in my case.
Yes. And commentate about these episodes, which are bringing in some delightful conversations because it definitely is relevant.
Yeah.
Even though it's back in the 90s, 2000s, early aughts.
The early aughts.
But it does correlate to a lot where we are today and having that conversation. And it's been a delight thus far. So let's get a review before we have a rundown. So far, what do you think of these?
Well, again, I've never seen them. This is my first time watching them. We're in the first season, so that's 1998. And I have enjoyed it. And it has started a lot of interesting conversations that are still relevant today, that we're still having today. In some ways, that's disheartening. In other ways, it makes sense to me.
Right.
Because relationships are always going to be messy. I do like that, again, the main relationship seems to be between these four women who are friends and trying to figure these things out together.
Yes.
Yes.
It is very heteronormative.
Mm-hmm.
It is also very white.
Yes.
So that is a reminder. And it's also very rich, middle class, upper class in general. So yeah, it's not as relevant, but it is relevant.
Mm-hmm.
This is the fantasy that we all wanted
to
grow up. LJ, Georgia. Mm-hmm. I wanted to live in a city, in an apartment, have my friends, and go to brunch. That is exactly what I wanted.
Yeah.
I have two of those things. I have friends and brunch.
You have an apartment in a city. It's not like,
sure,
you know, what they're living in. But
yes. We're going to go with that. Are we cool now? Because we have now bypassed Carrie's career and we've become podcasters. And then she became a podcaster.
Yeah.
So we're cool like that.
Sure, I will accept this. Yeah.
But what I do love, yes, is that fact that they have four successful women who can be independent, who chooses something else.
Yes. Yeah. And I like, again, there are some problematic elements for sure of them. You know, I got to find this man. But they're still sticking together and they're talking about things that were for so long taboo. And
in
a lot of instances are still taboo.
Yeah.
So even for me, who's coming in at this way later, I'm like, wow, they're talking about vibrators or they're talking about blowjobs or all these things. And it's women doing it in like a friend group.
Right.
So sadly enough, I guess, that still feels kind of novel to me.
It was, and it still is. Like, I think it cut to this point that I'm like, I want to be able to talk to my girlfriends like that. Mm-hmm. Who gets to do that? Mm-hmm. So this has definitely made a turn for that. But yes, we are now in season 11. We are at a happy hour. We are drinking on some things. I have decided to start drinking some sparkling water for this episode. What are you drinking?
Well, we're doing kind of a binge recording right now. So this is our third episode in a row. And I'm still sipping on the blackberry mosa, yes, you called it, yes, which is sort of a blackberry mimosa, pineberry, kind of like a, what did you say, French 75 without the gin.
Yeah, without the gin. Except now you're just drinking more of the champagne with berries in it.
Oh, yeah.
So you're just super fancy.
Oh, I feel fancy.
You're super fancy. Uh-huh. And I say champagne Prosecco.
Oh, I'm into it. Oh, that's fine.
So, like, we are real fancy. Uh-huh. But yes, if you are drinking, drink responsibly. We are not sponsored by any of these things, including Costco.
No. Nope.
If they wanted to sponsor us, though, I'd take it. And I have a free membership. They have some good food.
I believe you.
Okay, anyway. But yes, we are in season 1, episode 11. So, we're one away from being the finale. And we are doing some exciting things because y'all have said you liked it, mm-hmm, and we like it. So we're going to keep going with all 10,000 episodes and movies.
Oh, I can't wait.
Yes. And maybe season 2 of And Just Like That, although it got mixed reviews. Who knows? Who knows?
Yes.
But yes, we are here. Can you give us a rundown?
Okay. I'm excited. So this is the penultimate episode. So far, we've had a lot of conversations around relationships, single women, pregnancy, vibrators. and then we've met Big, who I'm assuming is going to be a big part of the finale. And we have these threads coming together of, I feel like Carrie's having a lot of these conversations with him about, like, well, I think I want to get married. Do you? The kid thing was more like, oh no, what if I have a kid?
Period came, so she was fine.
Yeah, she was fine. But there was that moment of her being like, oh no. So I think we're moving towards something, some confrontation or some dramatic thing that's about to happen.
Okay, mm-hmm. I like it. All right, so this episode is titled The Drought.
Okay.
What do you think it's about? And you did a pretty good score on the last one.
Did.
The previous one was awful.
It was
so
a zero.
Let's see what you got.
Okay, the drought. I think the drought, and I'm doing my best not to look at the screen. I think it's a withholding of sex. I think it is we're not having sex until some end date or something has been resolved. I guess, like, yeah, discussion around withholding sex and what you can get out of that.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Okay. All right. Let's start it up.
Okay.
Snag a Job is where America goes to hire, with the deepest talent pool in hourly hiring. With access to over 6 million active hourly workers, Snag a Job is the all-in-one solution for hiring high-quality employees who can cover all your needs. On demand, temp to hire, part-time or full-time. You name the position. Warehouse worker, retail associate, grocery store clerk, fitness trainer, baker, stylist, bellhop, podcast producer. Yeah, Snagajob's got a worker for that. With our easy-to-use platform, you're able to seamlessly post and fill available positions quickly, with a dedicated customer support team to provide all the help you need along the way. Kind of nice knowing you have a talent pool like that in your own backyard, right? Snagajob is the partner you need to keep your business running smoothly. So visit snagajob.com or text snag to 242424 to talk to an expert. Snagajob.com, where America goes to hire.
The state of Tennessee is one of the few places where the sounds are just as breathtaking as the sights.
Whether that's live music at a historic music venue, the crack of an open fire at a campsite in the wilderness, or hearing kids laughing as they explore what's right around the bend, Tennessee just sounds perfect.
Start planning your trip at tnvacation.com. Tennessee sounds perfect.
This episode is brought to you by PNC Bank, who believes some things in life should be boring, like banking.
Because boring is safe and responsible, level-headed and wise. All things you want your bank to be.
You don't want your bank to be cool or sexy. Sexy is for 80s hair bands. Not banks. That's why PNC Bank strives to be boring with your money so you can be happily fulfilled with your life.
PNC Bank, brilliantly boring since 1865.
Brilliantly Boring Since 1865 is a service mark of the PNC Financial Services Group, Incorporated. PNC Bank, a National Association member, FDIC.
This is a controversial thing.
Okay, okay. Oh no.
Was that you?
She farted.
Oh my God.
Oh my God.
Oh my God. I think it might be worse under there.
Shut up. Shut up. Shut up.
So that was a controversial scene because she really didn't want that. She didn't want to be farting on set. And Michael Patrick King, who was like, no, 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 this is going to be amazing. I think this is actually his script.
Mm-hmm.
And so she runs out after farting.
Mm-hmm. Under a blanket, ran into a door.
Yeah. Were you ever that embarrassed?
Honestly, not about the sound.
Yeah.
But if it smelled bad,
yeah,
then I was.
So she was like there's really embarrassed.
Yes.
And then running away. And he's making a joke.
I mean, it is, that is an issue that women feel like they can't, any like bodily issue that isn't pretty.
Right. Well, I mean, we did have this whole little bit of controversy on our show when we did an ad about a poop spray.
Yes.
And we didn't know that the scripted, because we were like, we can't do it to their satisfaction. So the scripted, what they put on our show was really offensive. Like, you're supposed to hide it from men. And we're like, no, that's not what we advocate for.
Yeah.
Do I fart in front of my partner? Yes. Do I think it's funny? Yes. Do I think when he does it all the time that I want to punch him in the throat sometimes? Yes.
And I was beginning to worry.
Three times, try 3 months.
So now getting their nails done, talking about the fact she has not had sex with him three nights in a row after this incident. Miranda, it's been 3 months. Do you know what, though? I did not have sex until I was much older. We talked about this. Mm-hmm. Like, my choice sex. And I have, like, even in relationships, I will go months without sex. Mm-hmm. And it doesn't bother me. Maybe it should. Because this conversation made me think that I was a little off.
Yeah. And I think we've talked about this, too. But there were so many kind of toxic, problematic scripts we were getting from entertainment where it gave you a timeline, like, on this date you should have done this, on this date you should have done this, you should be having sex this often, and all this stuff. And it's different for everybody. Communication is key. I don't think there's, like, one thing that is like, oh, you haven't had sex in that long?
This is a problem.
Right.
So here we are. This is a really great episode. I was excited about this one because she's blaming the fart on the reason they haven't had sex in 3 days.
Mm-hmm.
And then her talking about him being perfect, and because she's farted, she's now seen as
not perfect
and too manly. She said one of the boys. Such a weird concept. Even when I originally was like, really, is it that bad? But this episodes like this are the ones I'm like, well, obviously I can't. Well, that just taught me that I have to be feminine in every way and no bodily functions. Like, there's a whole level of like, why did they? It's funny, but it's problematic.
Oh yeah, absolutely.
One time a day, but two times on very
special. Also, this is the worst to me. So right now, she's interviewing random people about how much sex they have and what's normal. And then they have the Asian woman who is the nail salon saying that she has sex once to twice a day. I was like, you have over-sexualized Asian women once again. This is one of those things. Like, this is probably, like, it's funny, but it's so problematic that it becomes like, maybe we should backtrack on this one.
Yeah. Yeah.
A little over on your backs, take goddess pose.
This would make me feel so uncomfortable.
Oh, me too. This is like a yoga scene where all the people are pretty much women in the class, but the teacher is a man.
And he is holding on to her pelvis.
He's holding Samantha's
45
pelvis.
Minutes and three animal positions later, Samantha and Siddhartha were sipping green tea.
She asked him for her coffee, and they went to it. Tofu or
And she has no inhibitions, and I love that. But also, don't touch women unless they ask you to.
Yes.
Alive, so ready for anything.
Samantha.
Yes.
I'm celibate.
Oh, he said he's celibate.
I gave up sex 3 years ago.
My God, why? Or more importantly, why?
And she is shocked.
Didn't you like it?
Oh, I loved it.
I once was in a situation where, like, looking back, both of the dudes were interested in me. And one of them said, I'm celibate. And I was like, oh. And I didn't really know what that meant. I was like, okay, cool. And the other guy was like, are you celibate? And he was asking me. And I was like, no. And he said, well, you're a lot less cool now. And he walked away. And I was like, what just happened to me?
That's an interesting way of being like, wait, what?
I'm so confused.
Were you at a specific type of party that you didn't know about?
No. But we were like in freshman year of college, so I don't know.
Still a weird way of saying, like, were you at a Christian group?
No, but he was very Christian.
Okay.
Well, the one who walked away was
very
Christian.
That makes a lot more sense then.
Meeting a friend's new boyfriend for the first time is always a little tense. What if you don't like him? What if he doesn't like you?
Kevin, this is my good friend, Carrie.
Hey, Carrie.
Hi.
What if you've already slept with him?
Whoopsie! Carrie slept with him.
Oh, dear.
Well, kinda.
We used to go out.
Oh, no.
Well, kinda. Used to go out.
You two used to go out. That's so funny. Isn't that funny? Oh, that's
my as close as you were, do you? I feel like I know most of the people. Like, I might not know them face-to-face, but I know about them.
Mm-hmm.
And I would at least know the name
of the
before
people I
met them, right?
I would think so.
Serious? No. Good. Why'd you break up? You know, we were in different places, and I just...
Carrie, we don't have time for diplomacy. Just tell me.
He's a sex maniac.
So she just found out that the guy that she's dating, Charlotte, was a sex maniac, quote unquote, according to Carrie. Mm. But they haven't had sex yet. So she really thinks that he's being kind.
Oh, no.
She's more moved by his restraint.
I want you to know how much I appreciate your patience.
Hmm?
You've been so patient with me.
Oh, she said you're being so patient with me. That shows how much you care. I feel like that should be just a natural, a healthy relationship. There's nothing special about respecting people's boundaries. It should be the norm.
Yeah. Well, now they're trying.
Yeah. Oh, boy.
I don't think this is going to work.
Why? Is it me?
No, you're great. I'm just not that sexual a guy.
It's me. I know it's me. Look, Carrie told me that you were quite sexual. In fact, I believe she used the word maniac.
That was before.
Before what?
Prozac.
Prozac.
Yeah.
Whoa. I used to be such a mess.
Hey.
Mr. Mood.
I stan a dude who...
It's a total lifesaver.
Understands himself.
Yeah.
There they were, my new neighbors. Mr. and Mrs. Get It On. A couple so obviously into each other, there was only one thing to do.
Mr. and Mrs.
Watch.
Getting On. Which is quite funny. So you do get to see them having sex, but it's so almost comical.
Mm-hmm.
Like you're like, that's not how sex works. But Carrie is turned on. Lego.
Turned on. All right.
Siddhartha was helping Samantha along her newfound path.
Blocks our connection to our inner
Here's
life.
The thing. If we're talking about consent,
mm-hmm.
again,
mm-hmm.
he has told her
mm-hmm.
he is celibate.
Mm-hmm.
She has gone over to do these new practices.
Mm-hmm.
But in her idea that she can change his mind. Again,
yeah.
That should not be a thing.
Yeah. No, I agree. This idea that, oh, it's just me that will change you and I can... It's not respecting the decision of someone else. I guess this is trying to make the point that, like, women can want more sex than men and men might not want sex.
But this is where I will at least say that showing women as sexual.
Mm-hmm. And wanting.
Yeah.
sex. And it's pleasurable for them as well.
Right. And men kind of being like, no, I'm not into it right now.
And also, we should be respectful of that.
Yeah.
Jesus, Carrie, come on. Did you knock it the f*** off? I'm trying to watch this fight. Just
fine, I'll leave.
What is wrong with you? Why are you acting so nuts?
Well, maybe I'm not perfect. Maybe I don't fit into your perfect, you know, life with your perfect apartment and your perfect pay-per-view fight. Maybe I should leave.
A tiny TV for such a big apartment. but this is the thing. This is the thing of that level of, like, the expectation of, like, why Carrie became the anti- like on the show, and people were like, she's kind of annoying. No offense. Like, it's one thing to be absolutely wanting an expectation for yourself, but it is. It's an expectation for herself. Like, she put in her head that she had to be these things.
Right.
Is it based on misogynistic lifestyle that she's lived? Yes. Meaning, like, not just her, because all of the patriarchy teaches women to be these things.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, it was definitely in her head without communicating that she needed to be these things to be the perfect girl for him.
Yeah.
Just, I think I'm in love with him, and I'm terrified that he's going to leave me because I'm not perfect. All right.
So once again, it's this whole, like, pressure that we put on ourselves to be desirable. We must be all the things.
Mm-hmm.
And Carrie plays that epitome to the point that she's not a good friend.
Mm-hmm.
Has she asked any of them their stuff? No, she just keeps on about Big.
Mm-hmm.
This is where I have a problem.
Yeah. And I think this happens to a lot of us where we, you put on, and you, like, first dates, you put on this, like, air, and I am perfect, and I don't have any issues, and I don't have any issues, but eventually they're going to come out.
Right.
You can't keep it like a fart. You can't keep it together all the time.
Yeah, we used to talk about, we talked about that recently, about the makeup, about trying to look perfect when we wake up, and she did the same thing.
Mm-hmm.
But it came to the point that because she couldn't keep that up, now she's losing him.
Right. So these higher standards.
Right. By the way, which is coming back out as men are on podcasts talking about how women need to be all of these things for them to be desirable and trying to tell women what they should be if they want to be married.
Right.
And if they're not, they're going to be single forever, which is like, okay.
Yeah.
Now release and breathe.
Unless you're planning to move those hands down, get them off me.
Oh, she's frustrated.
Exhale, chaturanga dandasana. Down.
She had reached the end of her path and her patience.
Put your forehead to the ground. Extend your arms.
Now she's just randomly asking dudes to
Wow.
You do you, girl. That level of commitment.
Inhale.
Wanna f***?
Yeah.
The gold tea guy. Ready to go.
Samantha spent the rest of the afternoon having multiple yogasms.
Yogasms.
Oh, my
There's
God.
There's your pun.
Oh,
you love a pun.
I do love a pun.
Later that night, Charlotte was determined to prove she was stronger than selective serotonin reuptake inhibitors.
Oh.
Isn't that what I'm getting here?
No, I think it's starting to work.
Oh, my gosh.
Charlotte, it's not. And I'm beginning to chafe.
Oof.
Oh.
See, this is another problematic. So he's found a way to stabilize.
Mm-hmm.
And she's trying to get him to change.
She's trying to get him off the medication.
Yeah.
And when he's happy with it.
Yeah. Never been in this situation. And then he's like, don't you want a stable good guy rather than a sex maniac who is an ass? And she's like, no. Like, I mean, you could have both.
You could have a stable.
For sure.
Yeah.
But he's not the one.
Right.
So move it on.
Sure.
But still, to expect someone to come off of their medication for your sex life, not cool.
Yeah.
All I could think was, why aren't we having sex? Is this normal? What's wrong? Where are we going?
They've discovered the sex couple.
Yeah.
Hmm.
Oh, we can do better than that, he says.
No, you can't.
Are you going to pick her up and turn her upside down?
No, you can't,
sir. That's
the
better.
And that's fine, but let's be realistic.
Someone's going to pull their back.
Yes. We've got to be real about what's going to happen here.
We're all going to get hurt doing this. Mm-hmm. It's not important.
Mm-hmm.
Don't do it. If you can, wonderful. I'm impressed with you. Mm-hmm. But don't do it for the sake of showing off.
No.
Sir.
No, no, no.
Snag a Job is where America goes to hire, with the deepest talent pool in hourly hiring. With access to over 6 million active hourly workers, Snag a Job is the all-in-one solution for hiring high-quality employees who can cover all your needs. On demand, temp to hire, part-time or full-time. You name the position: warehouse worker, retail associate, grocery store clerk, fitness trainer, baker, stylist, bellhop, podcast producer. Yeah, Snag a Job's got a worker for that. With our easy-to-use platform, you're able to seamlessly post and fill available positions quickly, with a dedicated customer support team to provide all the help you need along the way. Kind of nice knowing you have a talent pool like that in your own backyard, right? Snagajob is the partner you need to keep your business running smoothly. So visit snagajob.com or text SNAG to 242424 to talk to an expert. Snagajob.com, where America goes to hire.
The state of Tennessee is one of the few places where the sounds are just as breathtaking as the sights.
Whether that's live music at a historic music venue, the crack of an open fire at a campsite in the wilderness, or hearing kids laughing as they explore what's right around the bend, Tennessee just sounds perfect.
Start planning your trip at tnvacation.com. Tennessee sounds perfect.
This episode is brought to you by PNC Bank, who believes some things in life should be boring, like banking.
Because boring is safe and responsible, level-headed and wise. All things you want your bank to be.
You don't want your bank to be cool or sexy. Sexy is for 80s hair bands, not banks. That's why PNC Bank strives to be boring with your money so you can be happily fulfilled with your life.
PNC Bank, brilliantly boring since 1865.
Brilliantly Boring Since 1865 is a service mark of the PNC Financial Services Group, Incorporated. PNC Bank, a National Association, member FDIC.
All right. So, Annie, you got half of it right.
Mm.
So you get 2.5 stars out of 5.
Oh, I love that we're changing the rating system every time.
All the time.
Okay.
Because you were correct. There is like some like sex that sex doesn't happen, but it's not necessarily punishment withholding.
Yeah.
It was more of like embarrassment being perfect, feeling like maybe your relationship was wrong because you weren't having enough sex, whether or not you should have a sex all the time, who needs sex and what's normal for people. Yes, this went over the board in trying to show that women are sexual. I did appreciate that.
Yeah.
But there's definitely a lot of tropes of like, why are we making the other, the partner feel like they have to do right. something? At the same time, we also need to be deserving somehow of that sex as well by being perfect, and that is going to be rewarded.
Mm-hmm.
All bad.
Mm-hmm.
So you get 2.5 out of 5. Two yes. stars out of 4. We'll say that. 2 out of 4.
Ooh. Ooh, I'm going
even,
up.
Even. We'll make it more even. 2 out of 4.
Okay.
Because you did get half of it. So I don't think that ever really comes up about the withholding as in like punishing people.
Mm-hmm.
That's never really said in the... I'm trying to think about past episodes. I don't think that's a thing.
Mm-hmm.
Because that's a trope in a lot of comedies. And sitcoms that
oh,
we do see. Like,
yeah.
New Girl does that. Like, turning off the tap. You're not whatever.
Right.
Withholding things. It's supposed to be funny. And then they can't resist each other.
Mm.
But this is more of, like, who deserves it? How are you supposed to compensate for it? Is this normal? What is normal? So I think that conversation is great. It
yeah.
never really talks about lack of sex. So definitely asexuality is out the door. Celibacy is out the door. It's punished and regretted almost,
yeah.
it seems.
Yeah, like, very sad.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, I think that's really interesting. I think there is a layer of, as we talk about with a lot of things, it's hard to separate what society tells us is natural and what we should want. And there's a lot of sexism and misogyny in there versus what you actually want. And that can be really hard
yeah.
to nail down. I am also happy they're showing sexual women, and I'm happy they showed men who didn't want to have sex, but I feel like they did it in a pretty tropey way, like problematic yeah. way. But I am happy that they were like, you know, men don't always want sex. Sometimes women do want sex, which is this very gendered stereotype that we have that women are always the ones that are like, no.
Yeah.
And men are always like, yes, go, go, go.
Yeah.
I do want to come back to, I know I always bring up fan fiction, but I read this one fan fiction that was about an asexual character dating someone who's really sexual. And the person who was really sexual thought that the other person was withholding sex, even though they knew the sexuality. Like, and it was interesting because he felt he was being punished. But the other person was just like, oh, I didn't, it's not a thing for me. Like, I don't think of it in that way. And you're going to have to communicate that to me because I'm happy to, like, I love you.
Yeah.
And I, if as long as there are multiple things we can do, depending on where I am and where you are, but I just don't think about it like you do.
Right.
And that, I cried and cried and cried because I was like, that is exactly, like, I just don't think about it like that. It's interesting to kind of see this, like, celibate character is so tragic that this is happening and kind of an evolving of that conversation.
Right. Like, it essentially was like he was missing out on Samantha.
Mm-hmm.
So not necessarily that he was missing out on sex because he was perfectly happy with it. And that's the thing is like, okay, we leave it at that. Dude who was on Prozac, which I actually did date a dude who was on Prozac and he had a very lackluster sex libido. Like he did, like we had sex a couple of times, but after that it just wasn't a thing. And it made me feel like I was doing something bad. Right. So it made me feel like a thing. And we had to have a conversation because I didn't understand it.
Mm-hmm.
Like, all right, maybe you should get on the correct if that's something important. And I guess it wasn't. And it may have been me. Who knows?
Mm-hmm.
And it did, but it felt a judgment on me because also like it had been to the point like, oh, now I'm on prime and I've kind of now understand sex in a healthy manner, let's go type of conversation. And then that happened.
Yeah.
So it did feel like that. But that's a part of, again, the misogynistic tone that the world has and places on both, all the genders.
Yeah.
And trying to figure out what sexuality is and what's normal and what's not. And there's not a such thing when it comes down to it. There's not a such thing. There's not a normal when it comes to sexuality, preference, and all of that. And like numbers, number-wise.
Yeah.
There's an average. There's a statistic, but that's not necessarily the norm.
Yeah. And I think it's important to keep in mind, like, as with a lot of things in relationships, there's a lot of projecting going on, I think. And a lot of times it's about you. So for these characters in this episode, I feel like the women who are used to being sexually desired, who are used to being the ones that have to shut it down, when they encounter a man, and again, this is very like stereotypical, tropey, but when they encounter a man that's like, no, it feels like, oh, there's something wrong with me then, because this men always want sex, right? So if they don't, then it must be me.
It's my fault. Yeah.
Right. But people, a lot of times, I really think it's all to do with like the person and less to do with you on like both sides, any sides. It's probably.
And that's the thing, too, is like, again, there's at least the immediate breakdown was the embarrassment, but communication, lack of communication and understanding.
Mm-hmm.
So that was the immediate beginning.
Mm-hmm.
And then it moves on to more things. But then, like, the other part to that, to me, is that whole like, 3 months is too long, week like weekly thing and all these things. I'm like, really? Because I've gone years without having sex or a year or several months. And that I would get confused that with wanting intimacy in that just come hug me. From whatever sex that you're attracted to. Like, I just want someone to tell me I'm pretty and to rub my back and give me a shoulder, like a shoulder massage. That's all I just, and I think I laugh because it did come from this, actually. I would say I just need someone to lay on me.
Mm-hmm.
And I mean that literally, just lay on top of me, thanks.
Yeah. And I'm happy that we're seeing those conversations become more prevalent too, of like intimacy can look all these different ways. It doesn't have to be sex. It can be all kinds of things. And there are some things, depending on who you are in the situation, that, you know, like kissing might feel more intimate to you than sex. Like there's all these levels, and I'm glad that we're moving away from kind of sex and the orgasm being the end all be all ultimate. It can be, it can look so many different ways.
It is. And it's true. And I also love that. But yeah, there you go.
Mm-hmm.
You got 50%. I'm going to do three different skills.
That kind of
that hurt your feelings more.
I'm sorry. It's okay.
I'm sorry. All right, y'all. And we are going to do our finale, and hopefully we'll have a special guest, not to tease anything too much. And soon after, we would like to do some more things, including maybe have one of you listeners come and talk to us about this show. Give us your perspective.
Yes, I think it'd be great. So look out for that. And in the meantime, if you would like to contact us, you can. Our email is stephaniemomstuff@iheartmedia.com. You can find us on Twitter at momstuffpodcast or on Instagram at Steph I Never Told You. Thanks, as always, to our super producer, Christina.
The best.
Yes, the best. And thanks to you for listening. Stuff I Never Told You is a production of iHeartRadio. For more podcasts from iHeartRadio, visit the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to your favorite shows.
The state of Tennessee is one of the few places where the sounds are just as breathtaking as the sights.
Whether that's live music at a historic music venue, the crack of an open fire at a campsite in the wilderness, or hearing kids laughing as they explore what's right around the bend, Tennessee just sounds perfect.
Start planning your trip at tnvacation.com. Tennessee sounds perfect.
This episode is brought to you by PNC Bank, who believes some things in life should be boring, like banking.
Because boring is safe and responsible, level-headed and wise. All things you want your bank to be.
You don't want your bank to be cool or sexy. Sexy is for 80s hair bands, not banks. That's why PNC Bank strives to be boring with your money so you can be happily fulfilled with your life.
PNC Bank, brilliantly boring since 1865.
Brilliantly boring since 1865 is a service mark of the PNC Financial Services Group, Incorporated. PNC Bank, a National Association, member FDIC.
There's two kinds of people in the world, people who love Health Aid kombucha and people who have never tried it. The bubbly mix of probiotic tea and refreshing juice is delicious and good for your gut health, with great flavors to choose from that you can't help but love. If you've never tried it before, maybe try a bottle or can of passion fruit tangerine or ginger lemon. Your taste buds and your gut will thank you. Look for the brown bottle with an anchor on it and try Health Aid kombucha today.
Health Aid kombucha.